Hello, I'm Chris Radomski, and welcome to our series on Aztec and Mayan civilizations. Today we are looking at frog necklace ornaments worn by nobility and how frogs were associated with rain, agricultural success, and fertility. Necklaces made of numerous small beads, often in the form of animals, including shells, turtles, and frogs, are among the many types of gold ornaments worn by Aztec and Mayan nobility. The necklace we are talking about today was from the 15th to early 16th century and has frogs around the outside of it. Frogs are associated with water and rain and the sustenance it assures. Fertility connotations of frogs and turtles are further supported by the fact that these animals lay thousands of eggs and assume a squatting position similar to that of women in childbirth. This necklace that we are discussing today is said to have been found in the southern Mexico state of Chiapas. We will now discuss the complex casting process used to create these necklaces and learn how Aztec and Mayan civilizations in the 15th to early 16th century were surprisingly technologically advanced. The necklaces in question were cast individually by the lost wax process. In the lost wax process, each necklace was created with its own separate clay mold, which was broken after casting to release the object. The individual clay molds explains the slight differences in size and detail. This technique requires a great deal of skill, involving extensive knowledge of both pottery and metalworking, and a careful attention to changing temperatures to prevent unwanted cracking or other damage to either the clay mold or to the metal sculpture during the casting process. The process begins with beeswax, latex, or another material with a low melting point. It must be soft enough for carving fine details, but hard enough to retain its shape. After the wax object has been carved, increasingly coarse layers of clay are applied to the object and allowed to dry. The first capture the wax details in the smooth mold, and the coarser clay layers provide strength. The entire assemblage is fired, causing the original wax carving to melt away, leaving only a baked clay shell. Liquid metal is poured into the empty mold and left to cool and harden. Later, the clay exterior is broken open, revealing the finished metal object beneath. In direct lost wax casting, the object produced is always unique, as the mold is necessarily destroyed as part of the casting process. After a short break, we will talk about the connection of frogs to rain, agricultural success, and fertility in Aztec and Mayan civilizations. Aztecs and Mayans associated the frog with rains and, as a result, agricultural success. To them, the frog brought rain. Legend says the frog was thought of as a rainmaker, thus symbolizing life and the continuation of life. The Mayans and the Aztecs saw the frog as the water god whose croaking invoked rain. Frogs come in many colors, most often green, which symbolizes new growth, good health, and wealth. Green is the color of new life that happens in the springtime, pointing to abundant growth and harvest. Green is also symbolic of income in agriculture. Native Americans recognized the life cycles of the frog, along with its watery world and the color of its skin. The frog symbolizes purification in many Native American tribes. In many cultures, the primary symbolic meaning of frogs deals with fertility. This is largely because these cultures observe frogs laying enormous quantities of eggs, therefore making a fertility symbol as well as a symbol of abundance. After another short break, we will return to talk about Choc, the Mayan god of rain and thunder, and Tlaloc, the Aztec rain god. This will help us understand what frog necklaces tell us about religion in Aztec and Mayan civilizations. Choc, the Mayan deity of rain and thunder, was important as the god of agriculture and fertility also. In art, he was generally depicted as an old man with some frog-like features. He is depicted with tears dropping from his eyes, symbolizing rain, and carrying an axe as a symbol of thunder. Choc was the god of rain, lightning, and storms, and is often represented holding axes and snakes that he uses to hit the clouds to produce rain. His actions assured the growth of maize and vegetation in general, as well as natural cycles of life. Natural events of different intensities, from the rain and the storms to the more dangerous and destructive hailstorms and hurricanes were considered manifestations of the god. Tlaloc was the Aztec rain god and one of the most ancient and widespread deities of all Mesoamerica. Tlaloc was thought to live on top of the mountains, especially the ones always covered by clouds, and from there he sent the rains. Tlaloc was not only highly revered, but he was also greatly feared. He could send out rain or provoke drought and hunger. He hurled the lightning upon the earth and unleashed the devastating hurricanes. His characteristic features were strikingly similar to those of the Maya rain god Xoc of the same period. The rain god was the most important among the Aztec deities, governing the spheres of water, fertility, and agriculture. He oversaw crop growth, especially maize, and the regular cycle of the seasons. He has large eyes with contours which meet at the center of his face to form his nose. He also has large fangs hanging from his mouth, a protuberant upper lip, and raindrops often surround him. He often holds a long scepter in his hand with a sharp tip, which represented lightning and thunder. Thank you for joining us today to learn about frog necklaces in Aztec and Mayan civilizations, and how frogs are associated with rain, agricultural success, and fertility. Hope you join us next time when we will be discussing Aztec and Mayan pyramids.